Hey, hey, it's Miranda Ivy here, and welcome to episode 90 of Real Fabulous Marketing. I might have let slip a couple of episodes ago that I don't always know what number I'm up to, but I made a point of checking because even though it's an arbitrary number, I am very excited to aim to get to episode 100 in 2023. I started this podcast a couple of years ago, haven't always been the most consistent, did not like my voice, would write so many notes. I'd probably write the whole episode out before I recorded it. I was very nervous to put it out there. And since then, I've grown to love this little opportunity to share my thoughts on the world, to respond to something that's going on for me at the moment, and for you to be able to learn from it. Podcasts aren't always like the quick fix when it comes to marketing, but it is called long form content or long tail content, which means it exists for a really long time. It's not like your Instagram post that maybe 1% of your followers see. It's not like a Facebook video that is there and like two people see. It's more like YouTube content, blogs, or podcasts are something that exists for a really long time. So if you want to go back through some of the older episodes, I did a series on like Facebook ads. I've done all sorts of interviews with really interesting people. So go back and have a listen if you haven't. But onwards and upwards to episode 100. So I've just been at a networking breakfast where the speaker was a local photographer. Her name is Kate Nutt. That's Nutt with a double T on the end, N-U-double-T. And it was really wonderful to hear her talk about photography and her take on it, of creative branding. And she helps people to really learn to express themselves through photography and video, through her photo shoots and also through her online course. But what I really loved about it was she put some language to some of the things that I inherently knew about photography, but she gave it some words that I can start to use myself. Hopefully you can't hear that in the background. There was just a police car going past. And I'm not going to edit it out for the sake of authenticity. So she was talking about authenticity and credibility and how different types of photography techniques can really lend an air of credibility. It's sort of things that you wouldn't even think of. She was talking about how even having like straight vertical lines in the back of a photo, say whether it's, you know, a fence paling or from a wall or a building, can add an air of stability to a photo. And I loved that. She's also talking about like how leaning forward towards the camera can add more credibility, can look like you're really listening to someone. Even having your hands in your pockets, even having one in, one out, makes you a little bit more trustworthy compared to having two hands in your pockets because, you know, what are they hiding in there? I've often talked about using sunglasses. So, you know, some people, like I've seen it many times, will have their professional sort of bio photo and they're wearing sunglasses because they like the photo, they took it on holiday, they're looking calm, they're looking relaxed, the lighting's kind of nice. But in some circumstances, that can make you seem less trustworthy because it's also like, what are they hiding? And the eyes really do tell a story. If you're looking directly at the camera, you're looking intently, people feel like, you know, you're really kind of like connecting with them. Sometimes our head may be turned and it can seem a little bit dismissive. So this episode is to talk about those body language things that, you know, subtle things that may be going on in your photos that maybe you'll then return to have a look at where you've been posting photos and maybe there's some ideas for next time, but also just to, you know, talk about the different types of photos that you might need in your business and also what they're going to be telling about you. So that's where we're going to start. What do you want your photos to convey? So it was really kind of cool. I was chatting to the woman next to me. Her name's Diane. She's a buyer's agent. She's very professional. She buys and helps people buy and sell multi-million dollar properties. That's her business. And I was showing her my photo and talking about it. It's one of the ones that are on my website. I'm sitting there with my laptop on the grass and I had confetti coming out of my computer. And I loved this photo. And I really wanted to show like sort of bringing words to life, bringing things to life, bursting out of the computer. Had a lot to do with like Facebook ads and putting your fabulous self out there. I'm smiling. I'm having a great time. And her response was, I love this photo as well, but who are you trying to attract? Because as much as this is a very kind of Byron Bay style photo, it may not work in the cities. It may not work for those corporate professionals. They won't want that. They'll want someone who's a bit more, you know, strategic with those strong vertical lines behind me. And I was like, wow, I like this photo. But I've never thought about sort of what it is that I really wanted to convey with this photo and who I was trying to attract. So this is my sort of story for you to think about, well, who is it that you want to attract and what do you want them to know about you through your photos? Because, I mean, we've all heard the saying, a picture paints a thousand words. And if somebody comes onto your website, usually it's the photos that is the first thing that they're going to see and connect with. So have a think about your personal brand and your business. Go, is it professional that you want them to know about you? Is it creative? And if it is creative, what elements can you add into your photo so that they understand that about you? Is it vibrancy? Is it, maybe not professional, but you're really looking to connect with people on a personal level? Or are you looking to take them somewhere beyond what they thought was possible? And how might you convey that using your eyes and your background? Now, when it comes to thinking about a photo shoot, and you can do this even if you're just going to be doing a selfie photo shoot at home, is to jump onto either socials, but I think socials can get a little bit distracting and we can get waylaid with like the other messages that person might be conveying through their social media. But the best place to start really is Pinterest. Pinterest is, the home of everything under the sun and can be a really great place to get ideas for your next photo shoot, even if it's going to be in a year. As I said, even if it's just you and your phone and a tripod and you're going to be doing it at home or in a beautiful location that really conveys your brand, jump onto Pinterest and start getting some ideas and notice not just what the person is doing or where they're looking, what they're doing with their hands and what they're holding, but what's going on in the background. When I talk about sort of different types of ad images, which is just one type of image that we're going to be talking about today, even social images, even website images, the background tells as much of a story as the foreground. Now, with Kate Nutt, the photographer today, she was talking about like how it used to be that we'd all get the photos taken on the white background and want to, look professional and hold our computer. And I totally relate. Like that was the style of the time a few years ago. But these days, we want to see what's in people's backgrounds. We want to know more about them than what they're saying or what their face is showing. So when it comes to you and your business, what kind of background will help you tell more of that personal brand story so that people can connect with you even more than they thought possible? Now, sometimes it can be a really great idea if you are getting like a professional shoot done, you've got those nice sort of white backgrounds or colored backgrounds that the photographer will use. Then it's going to be a case of what are you going to hold in your hands to help tell that story? If I had one tip that you can walk away with from this episode, it is you do not need to be sitting behind your computer in order to seem professional. Do you want me to repeat that? Because you do not need to be sitting behind your computer in order to seem professional. We know based on your profession that you're probably going to use a computer. Hell, even a farmer has to use a computer in order to order supplies, but they're not taking a photo of themselves with a computer out in the field. Not usually. They're going to be holding a pitchfork or doing their thing or touching the earth or holding some beautiful produce. You do not need to seem, you know, even if you're going to seem professional, because that is who you want to attract, you're attracting a corporate market with your work. What other elements can you use beyond the obvious to explain this? Now, obviously, there's some, like, you know, key images that we have that you'll see, particularly if you go through Pinterest. It's going to be a teacher, okay? They're going to hold an apple. I've never understood the apple and the teacher thing, by the way. But what other elements? How else can you convey this? There's so many sort of crazy ideas, wild ideas. I encourage people to go the craziest, and then if you need to, pare it back a bit. You're hearing from someone who decided to, in a professionally booked photo shoot, talk into a banana because that's what I felt like doing at the time. I do love my banana photos. I don't know if anybody else gets the joke. there's a joke in there somewhere. But, you know, go crazy. Let your imagination go wild. And sometimes, you know, if somebody says that, it can be really hard to think of things. That's where Pinterest comes in. So when you're thinking about, you know, your images and what they say about you and your brand and your business, there's three main types of images that you will probably end up using. And they might like overlap and that's totally fine, but it's just to be aware of it. To me, and in my experience, usually your website is where you're going to be putting your really lovely, amazing professional photos done by a professional photographer, if you can afford it, or those really great selfie photos. Because these are like your long lasting brand establishment images. They're the ones that people remember you by, and having a good suite of them that you can use over and over again is really great. So you might have them on your website. And then if, say, you're selling a program or a course or a consultation, you'll probably reuse some of those images because, again, it's a branding thing so that people know who you are and they start to recognize you. Those photos don't always translate well across your socials. In fact, Instagram kind of like, you know, why they brought out stories and, you know, brought the story element to the platform a couple of years ago was because they blatantly said people are over curating their feeds and we want to get it back to a bit more real life. So you can use your beautifully shot website images on your socials, but sometimes, and you know, like, I would encourage you to be mixing it up with some more sort of selfie style of photos and videos that people can get to know the real you. That's what they're looking for on their socials. If somebody finds out about you, you're getting a bit of that word of mouth referral, they're probably going to go to your website and then they're going to click on their social media buttons to find out your real personality. Love it or hate it. That's what I do all the time. I go there to check up on how often you've been posting. When was the last time you post? Are you still in business? And go from there. Even like I was doing it, I was checking out someone who was offering sort of virtual assistant services in the marketing space. And she had a link to her website. And then of course I went over to the socials. I was like, well, you haven't posted in a while. Now, of course that might mean that you're too busy, but if you're trying to sell me on marketing services, I kind of want to know that you're in business. So on your socials, you're probably going to use a mix of those lovely professional photos plus some more kind of selfie style of photos and videos. And then, of course, being me, I've got to talk about Facebook ads. Now, Facebook ads are probably aligning somewhere in the middle of those two types of photos. So we want to seem professional, if that's what we're going for, but we also want to seem personable. So if you are going to be like using videos, we want to capture people's attention. That may not necessarily just be you talking to camera. It might be an element of creativity, or you're showing what you do, but in a more eye-catching way. Sometimes, you know, again, pictures tell a thousand words, and in ads, we're wanting to interrupt people's scrolling, but not wanting to stand out with some weird and wacky sort of, you know, video that doesn't make any sense. But, you know, it's sort of that middle ground of how can you, you know, I talked about what can you hold or what can your background say about you in your professional photos? How can you then translate that into for your ads? Your picture tells a thousand words. The user-generated style of content that you see in a lot of ads these days, there's a reason for that. And that is because it works. One of my clients, well, any e-commerce client that I have, I'm always like, can you give me a video of someone using the product or wearing the clothing or walking in the shoes? Because we're looking for that sort of real life content when it comes to ads, knowing full well that if I click on that ad, I'm then going to be taken to a website where I'm going to see the professional photos, everything's going to be lit really beautifully, and I'm going to be able to sort of assess whether I want to buy the product. That's where sort of like the ads are in the middle between the socials and the beautiful website photos. It's the connection between the two. So when you're sort of thinking about like where or what you're going to do with your images and what they're saying about you, have a think about where you want these images to go, what stories you want them to tell about you, and also, yeah, where you're going to be using them into the future. The final thing I want to say on images, particularly if you do go and get a professional photo shoot, which I encourage you to do annually or biannually. I am well overdue myself, so I'm going to book it in before the end of the year. And that is that you can, like, we've got so much more life to our photos these days. You might have noticed in some of my branding photos, I've started removing the background and putting the image on a different colored background, incorporating it with some text. It's really easy to do in Canva. And it just gives that extra life to those professional photos. So you might go have a professional photo, get 20 photos, spray them all over your website, and then you can start playing around with removing the background, adding images, doing different things to them on Canva, put them on your socials, and then also finding that nice middle ground and using them in your paid ads. So if you're wondering what your next first step might be from listening to this episode, it would be to dial in to what it is that you want to share with the world and what you want them to know about you when they come to your website. Maybe what some of your interests are, if there's some of your what some of your values are. Jump onto Pinterest and start going wild, creating a bit of a vision board or a creative mood board for your next photo shoot. Pinterest is completely free. Go wild, go crazy, as I said, like go extreme, put you on like the Eiffel Tower, even if there's no chance of you going to Paris in the next little while, just go extreme and then dial it back. Maybe you'll just end up holding a French baguette and wearing a beret instead. There is so much opportunity out there for you, and I can't wait for you to put your best self out into the world. I have so enjoyed sharing this episode. As you can see, I'm getting excited talking about imagery. If you've got any questions, do hit me up on Instagram. I'm at Miranda Ivy Media. And until next time, you know what you need to do. Stay fabulous. Thank you so much for tuning in to Real Fabulous Marketing. If you liked it, I would love for you to head on over to iTunes or Spotify, leave me a review. And if you know someone who could use this, maybe you could forward it to them so they can have a listen. And if you are a micro business with less than 5 employees and you want to get your mojo back, head to mirandaivy.com/micro and download my free micro business self-check-in now. Until next time, stay fabulous.